The Death Eater had snatched up his wand, which lay on the floor beside the glittering bell jar. Harry ducked down behind another desk as the man turned. His mask had slipped so that he could not see. He ripped it off with his free hand and shouted, "Stoop!
Stupefy!"
screamed Hermione, who had just caught up with them. The jet of red light hit the Death Eater in the middle of his chest. He froze, his arm still raised. His wand fell to the floor with a clatter, and he collapsed backward toward the bell jar. Harry expected to hear a clunk for the man to hit solid glass and slide off the jar onto the floor, but instead, his head sank through the surface of the bell jar as though it was nothing but a soap bubble, and he came to rest, sprawled on his back on the table, with his head lying inside the jar full of glittering wind.
"Asio wand!" cried Hermione.
Harry's wand flew from a dark corner into her hand, and she threw it to him.
"Thanks," he said. "Right, let's get out of..."
"Look out!"
said Neville, horrified, staring at the Death Eater's head in the bell jar. All three of them raised their wands again, but none of them struck. They were all gazing, open-mouthed, appalled at what was happening to the man's head. It was shrinking very fast, growing balder and balder, the black hair and stubble retracting into his skull, his cheeks smooth, his skull round and covered with a peach-like fuzz. A baby's head now sat grotesquely on top of the thick, muscled neck of the Death Eater as he struggled to get up again. But even as they watched, their mouths open, the head began to swell to its previous proportions again. Thick black hair was sprouting from the pate and chin.
"It's time," said Hermione in an awestruck voice. "Time."
The Death Eater shook his ugly head again, trying to clear it. But before he could pull himself together again, it began to shrink back to babyhood once more. There was a shout from a room nearby, then a crash and a scream.
"Ron!"
Harry yelled, turning quickly from the monstrous transformation taking place before them.
"Ginny! Luna! Harry!"
Hermione screamed. The Death Eater had pulled his head out of the bell jar. His appearance was utterly bizarre, his tiny baby's head bawling loudly while his thick arms flailed dangerously in all directions, narrowly missing Harry, who ducked. Harry raised his wand, but to his amazement, Hermione seized his arm.
"You can't hurt a baby."
There was no time to argue the point. Harry could hear more footsteps growing louder from the Hall of Prophecy they had just left, and knew, too late, that he ought not to have shouted and given away their position.
"Come on,"
he said again, and leaving the ugly baby-headed Death Eater staggering behind them, they took off for the door that stood ajar at the other end of the room, leading back into the black hallway.